This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Voting for by-elections to five assembly seats across four states is underway. In Gujarat, Visavadar seat has recorded over 47% voter turnout, while Kadi Assembly constituency has registered around 46% till 3 p.m. The voting percentage for the Kaliganj Assembly seat in West Bengal was over 60% till 3 p.m. Nilambur seat in Kerala has recorded around 59% voter turnout, and Punjab's Ludhiana Assembly seat has witnessed over 41%. Now we go live to our Ludhiana correspondent for more updates. Rajesh, what updates do you have for us?
Yes, Abhishek, the polling, the voting is very peacefully going on. There's no incident of any kind reported so far. And by 3 p.m., the total polling percentage was 41.04%. The next update is yet to come. And the polling, voting is very peaceful. As you know, that there are just mainly 14 candidates are in play. Four from the major parties, including the incumbent AAP, then the BJP, Congress, and SAD. So things would be clear on 23rd, which is the counting date. As of now, it's all peaceful here.
Right. Thank you, Rajesh, for that update. Well, moving on, a three-member panel formed to investigate the allegations of cash discovery at the residence of Justice Yashwant Verma has concluded that there was sufficient substance to initiate proceedings for the removal of the former Delhi High Court judge. The committee comprising Chief Justice of the Punjab and Haryana High Court, Sheel Nagu, Chief Justice of the Himachal Pradesh High Court, G.S. Sandawalia, and Karnataka High Court Judge Anu Shivaraman has revived his claims that the episode was set up to frame him. As per the report, cash was found at the storeroom of Justice Verma's residence in New Delhi, and two of his domestic staff were instrumental in removing the burned cash from the storeroom. The government is making all-out efforts to ensure the safe return of Indian nationals from Iran, and another flight carrying members of the Indian mission is expected to arrive today. Earlier, 110 Indian students evacuated from northern Iran arrived in New Delhi. Talking to media in New Delhi, Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh said that the government has received over 350 requests from Indian citizens in Iran for evacuation. Meanwhile, the confrontation between Israel and Iran has entered its seventh day as Iranian missiles caused serious damage at several sites in central and southern Israel, while Israeli forces are reported to have attacked Iran's Arak heavy water nuclear reactor. A hospital in southern Israel and two towns near Tel Aviv were struck after a barrage of Iranian missiles. Soroka Hospital's Director General Shlomi Kodesh said there's widespread damage to buildings at the hospital. According to media reports, the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange building is also among those damaged in the latest Iranian barrage. According to media reports, 137 people have been injured in the strikes. A record 54 Indian institutes have been featured in the QS World University rankings, with Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Delhi, emerging as the country's top-ranked institute. IIT Delhi's global ranking has seen a significant jump from the earlier 158th position to the current 123rd rank in the latest edition of the rankings of higher education institutions across the world. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed the QS World University Rankings 2026 as a testament to India's growing stature in global education and research. Responding to a post by Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan on social media, the Prime Minister stated that the QS World University 2026 ranking bring great news for our education sector. Mr. Modi reaffirmed that the government is committed to furthering research and innovation ecosystems for the benefit of India's youth. The benchmark domestic equity indices ended marginally down in a choppy trade today, mirroring weakness in Asian markets. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, lost 83 points to close at 81,362. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 slips slightly by 19 points to settle at 24,793. And that is the end of this news bulletin.